2015年度第2回実用英語技能検定準1級一次試験リスニングテスト。英語による指示文は2015年度第3回検定と同じですので、ここでは割愛してあります。では始めます。
Number 1.
Good morning, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to have these pants shortened. How long do your alterations take?
We generally need 2 full days, so you could pick them up on Wednesday evening. Are you in a hurry?
Well, if possible, I'd really like to have them sometime tomorrow.
We can do that for an extra $5. The total would be $12.
Fine. I'll drop by tomorrow afternoon then. Question. What will the man do? Number 2.
Ouch! I just got bitten again.Whose idea was it to come camping anyway?
Don't be like that, Janice. Try and open yourself up to the true beauty of nature.
No thanks. Opening myself up to mosquitoes, flies, and ants isn't my idea of a good time.
Well, maybe you'll see things differently after a good night's sleep under the stars.
In this thin sleeping bag, on this hard earth, I seriously doubt that.
I didn't hear you complaining when I made dinner.
Dinner? I'm not even sure what that was. I was just too tired from hiking to complain.
Question. What do we learn about the woman?
Number 3.
Bob, now that you've got a full-time job in town,We've got to do something about the chores here on the farm. There is too much work for one person.
Well, we can't afford to get a helper at this stage.
Exactly. So I'd like to reduce the number of animals we have, starting with the horses. It would save us a bundle of time and money.
I think there's a better way. I could do most of the heavy work on my days off.
That's just not going to cut it.We've got to be more realistic about what we can handle.
Question. What does the woman want to do?
Number 4.
You're not sending a personal email from your office computer, are you, Alan?
It's just a quick note to my mom. It's her birthday tomorrow.
Didn't you read the memo from the CEO?Using office computers for private communications could get you fired. I heard they're looking for excuses to cut staff.
I doubt if they'd take a birthday message that seriously, but thanks for the warning.
Better safe than sorry.
Question. Why is the woman concerned?
Number 5. Honey,Look at this article in today's paper about British Columbia. It's got some pictures of the mountains in the fall.
Let me see it. Wow, the scenery sure is beautiful, isn't it?
It's too bad your boss assigned you to that marketing project at the last minute, or we'd be there now.
No kidding. I'll make it up to you, though. We'll go next year for sure.
Question.What do we learn about the man and the woman? Number 6. Hi, Hazel. Isn't Jane here yet?
No, she was supposed to meet us 10 minutes ago.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I don't think she's ever been on time for anything in her whole life.
And I don't think she'll ever change.What should we do? The show starts at 8 o'clock, right?
Don't worry. It really starts at 8:30. I only said it started at 8 to make sure Jane doesn't make us late.
Good thinking. I guess that's the best thing to do whenever Jane's joining us.
Question. What have the man and woman concluded?
Number 7.
Debbie, don't forget you have to take a different route to the office tomorrow.
Thanks for reminding me, honey. Repair work starts on the bridge, doesn't it?
Yeah, that section of Highway 9 will be closed for a month.
The alternate route is Highway 20, right?
It is, but it's going to have a lot of extra traffic.
Well, I guess I'll just have to leave much earlier than usual.
You could always take the train.
That'd probably take me just as long.
Question. What is Debbie's problem?
Number 8.
What did you think of the staff orientation program?
Frankly, I thought it was pretty useless. I certainly didn't learn anything of value.
Still, we did find out something about the company we're going to work for.
True, but we probably could have gotten just as much from a company brochure.
Well, at least we had the chance to get to know some of our colleagues better.
Question. What does the man say about the orientation program?
Number 9.
Eat your grapefruit, James. It's packed with vitamin C.
You know I've always hated grapefruit, Mom. Can't I just take a supplement?
Why would you do that?
Well, I heard on TV that tablets often contain as much vitamin C as 20 oranges.
That's just marketing talk. Anyway, fresh fruit is more nutritious than supplements.
Maybe, but telling me that won't make this grapefruit taste any better.
Well, you could just put a little sugar on it if it's too sour.
Question. What is the woman's opinion? Number 10.
So, Mr. Saunders, thank you for applying for our South American sales position. Could you tell us more about your background?
I was educated in the U.S. and Peru, so I'm bilingual in English and Spanish.
Impressive, but of course that doesn't guarantee good sales performance.
True, but because I'm comfortable in both cultures, I believe I can create strong relationships between your company and its South American clients.
I see, but to be honest, I'm worried about how little you've worked in sales.
Well, I am eager to learn and believe I will meet my targets. Question. What is the woman's main concern?
Number 11.
So, honey, what did you think of the kindergarten we visited this morning?
It's a bit far away, but the facilities were good. The teaching methods seemed a bit unusual, though.
Maybe a little, but the kids were really involved, and the place has a good reputation.
Doesn't your friend Alfred send his daughter there? Maybe he can give us some advice.
Good idea.
Question. What does the couple decide to do?
Number 12.
Wendy, you look terrible. What's up?
I'm still having headaches. None of the doctors I've seen know what's wrong, and I've missed a lot of work recently.
Well, I know you're not into alternative medicine, but you should try some herbal therapy. I can recommend a good therapist.
My medical insurance doesn't cover such therapies. I'd have to pay the entire bill.
True, but if it works, it'll be worth it.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks.
Question. What will the woman probably do? Part 2.
A. Drink it up. Energy drinks have become increasingly popular. The first energy drink was created in the 1960s to help employees work longer hours and be more productive. These days, manufacturers claim their drinks boost athletic performance and help weight loss. Many scientists believe the claims are exaggerated and that, in some cases, the drinks may be harmful to people's health. one ingredient in energy drinks is caffeine, which causes anxiety and sleep loss when taken in large amounts. If people mix energy drinks with alcohol, the combination of caffeine and alcohol may also cause the body to lose too much water. In some studies, another ingredient in some energy drinks, known as ephedrine, has been linked to heart problems. Health experts are concerned that little research has been done on the long-term effects of consuming energy drinks. For this reason, they advise children and pregnant women to avoid them altogether.
Questions. Number 13. What was one purpose of the first energy drink? Number 14. Why are health experts concerned about energy drinks?
B. Mapping the genome. In the year 2000, scientists mapped an entire human genome for the first time. A genome contains the complete set of genetic information for an individual. Scientists hope they will be able to use this genome mapping technology to help them cure illnesses through techniques such as replacing faulty genes. They have already used the technology to create a test that indicates the speed at which some cancers are likely to grow. Such tests enable doctors to offer patients earlier treatments that may help them avoid major surgery. Although the first genome mapping project cost nearly $3 billion, the price of genome mapping has dropped dramatically. Analysts predict that this trend is likely to continue, so it will become more economical for hospitals and small research laboratories to have their own genome mapping equipment.
Questions. Number 15. What is one thing we learn about genome mapping technology? Number 16. What is one thing analysts believe? C. Christmas trees. Every Christmas in the UK, about 7 million real Christmas trees are cut down and displayed in people's homes. Most of the trees are thrown away after Christmas. This is expensive for local councils, who have to collect them in trucks, then send them to landfill sites. Some councils are therefore reducing costs by recycling the used trees. Machines called wood chippers are used to cut them into small chips, which are then put on paths in public parks or turned into garden compost. Growing trees that will be thrown away a few weeks after they have been cut down might seem wasteful. However, Christmas tree farmers point out that the trees are often grown on steep hillsides that would not otherwise be used. They add that the tree plantations also provide a habitat for birds and other animals.
Questions. Number 17. What do we learn about Christmas trees in the UK? Number 18. What is one thing Christmas tree farmers say?
D. Shanghai schools. An international assessment in 2013 showed that Shanghai's teenagers came out on top in math, science, and reading. Some years earlier, schools in Shanghai had been struggling. So government officials invested heavily in the education system to turn things around. Teachers now earn high salaries and are given bonuses for achieving good results. Also, highly qualified, successful teachers from strong schools in the city are transferred to lower-performing schools to boost achievement there. Some schools in other countries are now copying the Shanghai model. There has been criticism, however, that children in Shanghai are paying a high price for their top scores. Some critics argue that the methods used focus too much on preparing school children for tests rather than encouraging student creativity and critical thinking. As a result, the students are inadequately prepared for the workplace when they graduate.
Questions. Number 19. What is true of the current education system in Shanghai? Number 20. What do some critics say about the education system in Shanghai? E. Reshaping shipping. More than 80% of the world's traded goods are carried by container ships. To increase the ship's efficiency, one company has been developing designs for so-called drone ships. Drone ships would be controlled from land by trained captains using computers. The ships would not need a crew, so personnel costs would be reduced. There would also be no need for living areas and systems such as air conditioning and hot water. So the ships would be lighter and burn less fuel. These benefits could lead to significant savings for cargo operators. Unsurprisingly, transport workers' unions oppose drone ships, saying that trained sailors are needed to deal with mechanical failures and unexpected weather conditions. Other critics are concerned about the possibility of collisions. The developer, though, believes that using the new system should result in fewer accidents, most of which are currently caused by human error.
Questions. Number 21. What is one thing we learn about drone ships? Number 22. What does the developer believe about drone ships?
F. An Age of Happiness. In 2010, American researcher Arthur Stone studied the connection between happiness and aging. He found that older people tend to be happier than younger people. In Stone's study, volunteers were shown photographs. Some were lighthearted and pleasing, while others were disturbing and unpleasant. Brain scans of the older volunteers showed some interesting results. The region of the brain that controls emotions was less stimulated by the negative images, but the same region responded significantly to the pleasing ones. The younger volunteers, however, were strongly affected by both types of images. Generally, older people tend to have more health problems and are frustrated by memory issues and a lack of physical energy. However, Stone believes chemical changes in their brain allow them to ignore some negative things in their lives. The changes affecting people's happiness tend to occur quite suddenly around age 50, and Stone plans to investigate the reasons for this.
Questions. Number 23. What did Arthur Stone's study show about older people? Number 24. What does Stone hope to find out?
Part 3. G. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
Well, there's a popular 2-hour yoga class every evening from 7 to 9. Our 45-minute circuit training class is also popular. That one's at 8:30 a.m. on weekdays. It's aimed at serious athletes, so it can be tough. Then we have aqua aerobics classes in our heated swimming pool. They're in the evening on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 9 and are open to first-timers as well as the more experienced. Another option is the popular hip-hop dance class. That's also designed for all levels and is held every weekend morning from 8 to 9.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 26.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid we're experiencing a mechanical problem. This could take a while to fix, so we will ask you to leave the plane. If your final destination is Amsterdam, please wait in the departure lounge for an announcement about the new flight time. If you have a connecting flight from Amsterdam, however, you should speak to an airline representative at the information desk immediately after leaving the plane. They will try to get you on flight A309, which leaves in 45 minutes. For everyone else, we'll give you a 100 euro voucher toward a future flight. We sincerely apologize for this inconvenience.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 27.
Okay, students who scored 70 or lower on the placement exam are required to take extra English classes. So report to the ESL office this afternoon for a consultation on English courses. Those of you with scores over 85 are not required to take any English courses, but do need to meet your departmental advisors in the next couple of days to discuss your other courses. The rest of you must take the course we call Rapid Upgrade. Please report to room 107 for a short explanation after this meeting. Finally, all students must join an extracurricular activity. We'll have another meeting about those tomorrow in the main lecture hall.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 28.
Thank you for calling Prescriptions by Mail. If you are a first-time customer ordering a new medication, have your prescription information ready and press 1. If you are refilling an order, have your customer number ready and press 2. If your mailing address or credit card information has changed, press 3 to update your details. If you've switched doctors since your last order, press 4 and have the details of your current doctor ready. For other inquiries, stay on the line for the first available representative.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
K. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 29.
Thanks to customers like you, DLS Oil is celebrating 25 years in business this month. If you sign up for a member's card now, you'll get 5% off today's gas purchase. Also, with every gas purchase this month, current cardholders qualify for a chance to win a tank of gas from any DLS Oil station. Just write your name and phone number on the receipt and hand it to one of the staff. The drawing will be held on November 11th. And if you've had your card for a year or more, you'll also get a coupon for a free car wash and wax.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet. Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.